You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All right, we got full phone lines. That's great. Those of you who are on hold, by the way, no matter what, if we get a winner, don't hang up because we will want to talk to you no matter what. Right, Natalie?
Yes.
Yeah, you exactly know. You know right. The rules.
Yeah.
You know,
I listen every morning.
Aww. So do you feel sad for us when people hang up and don't talk to us?
I do. And then, or if you have people who just don't communicate well, like you just ask them questions, they're pretty lame.
Yeah, that bums us out.
Well,
you got to be fun. It's the morning.
Yeah, you do have to be fun, don't you? And you're fun, Natalie.
Yes, I am.
What are you doing this weekend that's so fun?
I'm going to St. Georgetown. We're going skiing this weekend.
Oh, nice.
Oh, man. Good.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
Tonight.
Where are you
going to
be skiing?
Keystone, and we're going Keystone night skiing tonight and then Breckenridge skiing tomorrow.
I have not
done the night skiing. I had friends of mine who invited me a couple of times.
I've never been night skiing, so I've only been skiing once, so it'll be fun.
Oh, you've only been on skis one time, and now you're going to do night
one
skiing?
One time, yeah. But the first time I ever went on, I was already riding the lifts and everything by myself, and I had no problems. Pretty easy.
My first time ever skiing, I went up and took lessons at, where was it? It was at Winter Park.
Oh, yeah.
And then, because, you know, Winter Park's big on lessons.
Yes.
And the very first time I was getting off that lift, I not only wiped out the two people that I was with, it was one of those where they had to stop the lift because it was such a wreck.
That's embarrassing.
So embarrassing.
I would have went home.
I know. I mean, you can't. There's not any more shame than having to stop the lift because some idiot fell down.
He was probably in jeans too.
No, I knew better than that. But that's embarrassing. So, you know what?
Try again.
It sounds like a fun weekend, regardless.
Yeah, you'll have a great time. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Good for you. What do you do for a living?
I'm a nanny.
Okay. How many kids?
Yeah, full time. Three kids, ages 3, 9, and 11.
Well, at least the 9 and 11 year olds are in school for a while. So
yeah, they're a little easier.
Yeah, I know. Thank goodness they're pretty self sufficient. So that makes my job a little easier.
It sure does. And that gives you more time to go through like the kitchen cabinets and stuff and steal snacks
and clean and do laundry and all that good stuff.
Wow, but you do all of that.
I do it all. Yes, I'm a house manager as well for them.
Ooh, a house manager.
Yeah. Oh,
these people got
so
these
it's
people
a wealthy family.
They got money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's for my dentist.
Oh, it's your dentist.
Yeah, definitely got money.
Worked for them.
Well, that's a
cool house
gig.
In like Cherry Hills or something? Phone's breaking up.
Yeah, your phone's
Natalie.
Crap.
Natalie, we're losing.
No, we're in Boulder.
Boulder.
In Boulder, okay.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, there's some fancy
I can only imagine
places.
What a dentist in Boulder charges.
Mm. It's pretty good.
No,
your phone's breaking up again.
Uh-oh.
Listen, Natalie, here's what we're going to do. We're going to put you on hold. Don't hang up. Josh is going to come back and talk to you so we can get you in a good spot where we don't keep losing you. So don't hang up. Josh, can you talk with Natalie and let's get her in a good spot where she does not break up? Emily, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, you.
What the heck are you doing this weekend?
Oh, probably just some the start of spring cleaning.
No, come on. You got to be doing something fun and not cleaning baseboards.
Well, my brother-in-law and my sister-in-law are getting married soon, so we've got a little bit of wedding events going on as well.
Oh, okay.
Like what kind of event?
We just have to go do the last walkthrough of their venue and check, you know, all those last details.
Check the centerpieces.
Exactly.
Make sure they got the right date for the caterer.
Yeah.
Huh.
Well,
why do you get stuck doing all that?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Well, because that's my passion. I love wedding planning. So.
That's your passion?
Really?
Yeah.
Booking caterers is your passion?
Just anything wedding. I love all weddings. Any wedding.
Well, we need people like you to plan these insane events, so.
Do we?
Yes. I don't want to do it again.
Really?
I
mean,
I would never want to do it again. So hire Emily.
I would totally get married again to my husband. I would totally do it and do it completely different than I did the first time.
Well, yeah, I mean, I would marry my wife again, but yes, I wouldn't do the big ceremony and all that nonsense again. Spend all that money.
Yeah. Well, because Gretchen and I have both been married before, so that's exactly what happened. We learned from the past, and our wedding was very low-key and not big bombastic stuff. And
yeah, you didn't need it, and it was just fine.
The only thing that tore us up was the open bar. That was it. That's
my passion, Emily.
That'll do that to you.
That'll get you.
I kept wandering over to Jeremy saying, haven't you had enough? You've had enough.
I had two drinks in my hands. Yeah.
I went up to Nicole. I said, I think Jeremy's ready to go home now.
So. This is the best wedding ever.
All right. Let's play some Rattle Off, Emily. You ready to give it a shot?
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay.
All right, here we go. 10 seconds. We tried this one like a week ago. Couldn't get a winner, but you might be able to do it. 10 seconds. Give us the name of 5 bands that have a color in their name. And if you start with the colors in your head, you might be able to do it. 5 bands with a color in their name. Ready and go.
The Blue Man Group, Green Day, Black Sabbath.
Good.
Oh, nuts. Maroon 5.
Maroon 5.
Oh, Maroon 5.
White Stripes, Black Keys.
And many more.
Yeah, yeah.
Blue October.
They always come to you after the buzzer's gone.
I know. You'll see, you'll think of 15 of them today.
Yep.
Darn.
Listen, you were charming to talk to. We hope you have a great weekend, okay?
You guys, too. Thank you so much.
Bye, Emily.
Bye-bye. So I understand we got Natalie back now. Let's find out. Hi, Natalie.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, much sounds better.
All sounds so better.
Yeah. Really good.
Yes. I have better service.
Okay, good. Well, I think we've covered everything with you. Now all that's left is to play the game.
All right. I'm ready.
Let's find out.
All right.
As the phone cuts out.
I'm ready. Like phone is cutting out again.
Great. All right. Let's get to it quick.
All right, we got a bunch of old ones here that we're bringing back because we couldn't get a winner, but you might be able to nail this one. 10 seconds, Natalie. Uh-huh. And again, a reminder to everybody on hold, even if we get a winner, don't hang up. We still want to talk to you. Natalie, tell them for me. Tell them to keep holding.
Keep holding on. Don't hang up.
Thank you.
Good. 10 seconds.
Okay.
5 different places or events where you will find balloons. Events or places where you'll find balloons in 10 seconds. Okay. Ready and go.
A birthday party, an anniversary, a retirement party, a wedding, an engagement party.
There you have it.
Oh my God. How
is that all you got?
I can get more.
Nah, you're fine. You got it.
How come we couldn't get a winner with that the
I
last
don't know.
Couple times?
That
we
was
tried
weird.
It. I'd
that
say
was easy.
Winner! That was
Yay.
Easy. Good job.
Oh, well,
thank
listen.
You.
You please stand by again, and Josh is going to chat with you about that prize. Okay?
Awesome. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, have a good
fun
weekend.
Skiing. Don't fall down.
Don't fall down.
Don't fall down. Who else is holding? Kyle. Hey, Kyle, what are you doing?
Oh, just getting some things ready for ice fishing.
Oh, yeah. You got your auger all ready?
Ready to go. Going to go shake and shiver some before the snow comes in.
Shake and shiver. Where do you
I
go?
I think of something else. When
I know.
I'm
I just I thought about that, too. Where are you going ice fishing at?
Lake Granby. I live up in Grand Lake.
Oh, okay. That's a good spot.
A beautiful area.
What are you using
That's
as bait?
Beautiful.
Anything and everything. Whatever the hit.
Do you ever do, like, raw hot dogs?
I mean, I
haven't tried a raw hot dog. Probably work good, though.
Yeah, I've heard if you do raw hot dogs or even dog food, that they'll bite.
I'm not believing this anything and everything. Like, you wouldn't put a piece of watermelon on there and drop it in. I mean,
a sub sandwich?
Yeah, you know.
You never know. Then you can corner the market on watermelon base from there on out. You go.
Hey, you don't know. You haven't tried watermelon, have you?
You sound, your voice, the way you talk, you sound like the kind of guy who would sell this stuff out of the trunk of your car. Hey, come over here. I got some watermelon.
Hi, I'm a beta. I'm a master. No, hey. I shouldn't say that. Yeah. All right. Good for you,
well,
buddy.
That's good. How long will you be out there?
I guess until the fish quit biting, so hopefully a while.
Really? Do you go by yourself?
No, there's usually a few people that wind up going out. I'll be out by myself for the first part of it, but then hopefully I got a couple buddies going to join. So
that sounds kind of nice.
When you're out ice fishing, do you have one of those little huts, or are you just sitting out there in the elements?
Both, but I think today's a hut day for sure.
A little nippy, a little windy.
So what are you doing in there? I mean, are you listening to, like, your boys in the morning? Do you listen to a podcast? Do you just have it silent and you just commune with nature? What are you doing?
Some everything. If the radio station comes in, awesome. If not, you know, Pandora's usually decent out there if that comes through. Yeah.
Okay.
Don't ever use the P word on this show, Kyle. You know, you can listen to us on an app on your phone, buddy. Mm-hmm. You know that, right?
Got to get the internet service, though. So them bars. If you get the bars together, you're good to go. But if not, you're in deep, deep trouble.
He's got an answer for everything.
He really does. He's firing him right back.
I think if you're out on Lake Granby, you'll be able to listen to us on
your
phone.
Probably will out there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I actually do quite a bit. So.
You do a little drinking while you're out there?
Yeah, here and again. I won't lie.
Yeah. Crack open a natty light. And
what are you drinking out there on the ice?
Bud Light. Keep it simple.
Bud Light.
Bud Light?
It's classic, Dom.
You got a place up at Lake Granby and you're drinking Bud Light?
It's not a place. It's a little tent he's sitting in.
No.
It's not like he's sitting in a cabin.
I know, but he's got a place up there at Granby. He's not just driving up for the day.
It's the Bud Hut.
The Bud Hut.
That's the place.
Seems like you would want something that goes down and warms you up on the inside, you know?
Well, yeah, but then you got to keep it warm, and what a pain that is. It's really easy to keep beer cold out there.
I think he was referring to, like, whiskey.
Yeah, the thing that when you drink it, it goes down warm. You don't keep it warm.
He wants something a little harder.
You know, Natalie was talking just a moment ago about the people. Natalie was just talking just like 5 minutes ago about people who call that I just can't seem to communicate with. And
it's all right.
Jeremy,
he didn't get warm. It was warm on the ice. I get where he kind of, you know, slipped up a little bit, but... I'm sorry that Dom wants to get you drunk in your little hut, though, so you fall through the ice and we never see you again. I'll apologize that he's wanting you to do that.
It could just simply be that I would have to be drunk to go
to
ice
fishing. Quick, name one thing you'll never catch Dom doing.
Ice fishing is in the top three.
Ding, ding, ding. You get the movie passes.
I would want... Now, listen. If it was like an actual, like, 2,500 square foot little house thing that they rolled out onto the ice, and you could auger your little hole in there and then go sit in a recliner.
A little fireplace, heated floors.
Fireplace, yeah.
A down comforter.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, I'll have just the pole going, and I'll be on a table getting a massage while all
that's
going
will.
On.
Probably got to go to Minnesota. They do
He was just joking, Kyle.
It was just joking.
Just goofing, buddy.
You know, you have a great time. Why don't you reach back out to us on Monday and tell us if you caught anything?
Yeah.
Okay.
And or you can text us.
Text us.
The same number you called, you can text us. So text us a bunch of pictures of your fish.
And send us a photo of that fish that you caught last year, and you're going to tell us you caught it this weekend. So.
Oh, they're on to me.
All right, Kyle.
Go have a great weekend, buddy, okay?
Thanks for calling.
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Thank you.
Very serious.
I was failing.
Right. He's in the zone. He's thinking about fish, man. That's it.
Hey, Noelle. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, you.
Are you the type to go ice fishing?
No, not without whiskey and a massage chair.
So you're with DT, huh?
Yeah, Noelle and I will be over here getting rubbed. So.
That's exactly right.
What are you doing this weekend?
This weekend I'm doing a little golfing and going to venture downtown and embark on the shenanigans of...
Oh, the parade. Are you going to do the parade?
No, we're just going to go out in the evening and hit a couple little pubs and see what's
going
on there.
She's
going
to drink.
Good for you.
She's
going
to play
good.
Golf and she's going to drink.
Getting some green beer, huh?
Where are you going to be playing golf today?
At Littleton Golf Course.
All right. Okay.
Very good. And where are you going to be doing all your drinking?
We're going to go to Scruffy Murphy's.
Oh, yeah. God, I haven't been there forever.
Hmm.
So.
Who's we?
We're going to go there. They've got my going out crew, my bestie and our... We've got a few friends that we rally up, and then we just kind of...
So you're a little posse, huh? Yeah.
That's exactly right.
How many are we talking, like 10 of you?
It depends. We send out a big group text, and we see who can rally and...
What's up, Dom? Dom's dying to ask you something.
Listen, Noelle. Listen.
Yeah.
Let's just talk here. Us girls, let's talk for a moment, okay?
All right. Okay.
Now, there's going to be a group of you that go out, and you and I both know there's at least one person who's going to be there that you wish wasn't there.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. We don't invite them.
No. They get invited somehow. And you're like,
so you're right. Tell us.
Is it you?
No.
Okay, it's not you.
Definitely
it's
not Noelle. Me.
I can tell from talking with Noelle. What is the picture? Can you picture that person for just a second? Put that person in your mind, okay? And everyone who's listening, by the way, can play along with this game. You can think of that one person when you go out with a group. You're like, oh, they're here again. Oh.
Yes, I'm thinking of them.
Me too.
Okay, good.
I can see mine.
Now, tell us what it is about that person that makes you wish that they weren't there.
Their ability to monitor their intake level.
So they're responsible, is what you're saying.
Like, I've had two. I got to stop, you guys. I got to stop. I'm getting silly. I'm getting just silly right now.
That's hilarious.
It gets out of control, and then what comes out of their mouth is even more out of control. And then we just kind of...
No filter, huh?
Yeah.
And you ditch them? Is that what you said?
I mean, in a subtle way. We just kind of change our plans. And then
I completely misunderstood. I thought you were saying they were able to monitor their intake. You're saying
they
don't
can't monitor.
Oh, no. They do not monitor their intake.
So it's like it's their time to shine. It's like I'm out for the night. I'm just guzzling.
It's your friend, the Lush. Uh-huh. All right. That's funny.
So then they go to the bathroom, and then you all leave.
I don't. Not that harshly, but we're nice
about
it.
Well, just stop inviting that person.
Has she fallen asleep? Has she fallen asleep in the bathroom before?
No.
Okay.
No. But have you had to help hold her hair back?
I personally have not.
No, but it's happened, huh?
Yeah, it's not.
But she could be there. She could be there this weekend with you guys, though, right?
Well, again, we have a very tight knit designed group text, so only the best of the best get to be invited.
Oh, so it's like don't tell her, right?
But now, what happens when she sees the social media post or whatever, and she's like, "You guys."
Is there a rule that nobody can post pictures?
Sometimes, yes, but probably tomorrow we won't have that rule. But it's just one of those,
What are you going to say when she reaches
maybe
out?
Maybe they just thought she had other plans.
She's like, Noelle, you didn't invite me?
I know. You know what? Or we will invite everybody because we know half of them. We'll be in bed by 8 o'clock while the rest of us go out. Mm-hmm.
Hey, don't knock those people. Don't knock those 8 o'clock people. There's nothing wrong with those 8 o'clock people.
No,
nothing wrong when you get up very, very early in the morning.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You know, and speaking of Murphy's, it is Murphy's law that if you invite a bunch of people, she will be one of them who does show up. I mean,
I know.
So. You're just going to have to come up with your story beforehand. You're going to all get together and say, all right, listen, here's what we're going to say when she reaches out and asks why we didn't.
Just play dumb. Be like, oh, my God, I thought you were on the text thread. Oh, my God.
Exactly.
OMG.
There we go.
That's a good one, and that's usually our backup.
That's the go-to? Okay. Yeah, your phone's cutting out a little bit.
Which is the excuse you can use to her when she calls to bitch you out for not inviting her. Yeah. You can act like your phone's breaking.
Oh, my God. I swore I put you on the text.
Yes. I love that. That's actually going to be my go-to.
But,
St. Patrick.
Okay, bye. Talk to you later. Awesome.
Oh, man.
The only thing I have not done in this whole conversation is ask you for her first name.
Yeah, her name's unknown.
Unknown.
Okay.
Candy. I think it's candy.
Candy.
What do you do for a living, Noelle?
I work for an orthodontist.
Do you?
Yeah. Hmm.
So when the after hours, do you guys all get together and do some of the laughing gas and everything?
Huff it. I would. You clean each other's teeth?
No. We have pillow fights.
This is the best orthodontist ever. I'm changing mine immediately. We have pillow fights. Oh my god.
Never thought I needed braces until right now. Now I'm sure I do.
I am so turned on right now. It's not even funny. Pillow fights and clean teeth, man.
Exactly.
What do you do for the orthodontist, by the way? I mean, in terms of the work, what do you do for
that? Such a loaded question. I can't even concentrate right now. I put braces on and take them off and go over what not to eat and all that good stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Hmm. That's very important.
How long have you done that job?
20 years.
Dang. What's on the, my kids are going to need braces. What's on the do not to eat list?
Sticky, chewy, hard, and popcorn.
Sticky, chewy, hard, and popcorn. Okay. That's good.
No gummy bears.
So no like taffy or anything like that.
No dots.
No, none of that. No dots. No one should eat dots. Those are terrible for you.
Look at you sounding all noble. Uh-huh. Like you don't put any crap.
I bet your annoying friend eats dots, huh?
Maybe.
She shows up.
Who wants some dots, you guys? Dots and shots.
That's actually not bad.
Dots and shots. Sure. Come on. Sure. Sounds like a party. Sure. Party in my mouth.
Oh, my God. That's great.
All right. I can't even take you seriously right now. I listened to the last caller who was complimenting you on your voice. And
that kind of threw everything off, huh?
I know. Now I can tell. I can tell we're venturing down the dark side of the morning.
Well, this has been the best call of the week, I think, honestly.
Yeah, I'm happy with it.
I am happy. Yeah, you're good.
I got no problems. You don't get to play Rattle Off because we already got a winner. However,
I know.
We will give you a ding for best call of the day. Yep. How's that?
Excellent. I accept.
Have a hell of a weekend at Scruffy Murphy's, all right?
Do us a favor. If you think of it, get a group shot of you and your gal pals out and text that to us, same number you just called, so that Jeremy and I can maybe post it or something.
Maybe.
100% that will happen.
And if the annoying one shows up, draw like a big arrow and like write to her.
I sure will.
Okay.
And draw little, you know, like
little
horns
on her. Yeah, I'd be like, this is the one. This is dots and shots.
Now, you said 100%, so come Monday, we are going to be expecting to open up our texts and find it. So don't forget about us.
Don't let us down.
I won't. I listen every morning. I will not let you down.
All right.
You're the best.
Or else in a group photo. Maybe a group photo of a pillow fight. With that.
Well, let's
just
settle down.
Oh boy.
We better go.
Oh, this call is over.
We gotta go.
You guys are awesome.
You're awesome.
That sound you hear in the background is us starting to run a cold shower. So
mission accomplished.
I am texting my wife and telling her that I love her right now.
And I'm texting Jeremy's wife and telling her I love her too. So,
all right, Noelle. Go live your life.
Have a great weekend.
Bye, you too.
Bye.
So
see you.
Bye.
See ya.